And we're off to a warm and sunny start on this Friday morning. 75 degrees right now at 8:55. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are we ending out the week so far today?
Well, we're a little bit firmer here this morning. Kind of an every other day thing this week, it seems like. We got July corn right now at 373¾. That's up 3¼. December corn is 392¼, up 3. The July beans are at 919. That's up 6¾. And November beans at 923, up 5½. The July wheat is at 431¾, up 2¾. We're seeing the livestock a little bit stronger on the nearbys, as we've seen most of the time this week here on the cattle, and the hogs are about unchanged today. On the outside markets, where the big news here today was the jobs report was out this morning, and it was disappointing. They not only were disappointing on the current month, but they also revised last month down lower than what they had thought. So we saw the dollar reverse. It actually dropped from about 60 points from its high to its low there after that jobs report came out this morning, and that helped affirm the grains. Grains were pretty much mixed overnight. We also had the export sales out this morning, and that was because of the holiday, of course, on Monday. It came out this morning instead of Thursday. Wheat was very good on the export sales for the week. Soybeans were good. Corn was within the expectations. We did have a announcement of a pretty good size sale to Spain today of soybeans, about 270,000 metric tons, I believe it was. So we continue to see the demand keep going here strong. Chinese crushers, one of the things that was in the market here this week is Chinese crushers are losing about $50 a ton on beans as far as crushing them, and that's the lowest it's been in about 30 months or so. One reason maybe why we're seeing a few cancellations on the soybean side of things. Also some talk of last couple of days about some European problems as far as drought goes over there. They seem to be a little bit drier than expected. Other than that, we just kind of continue to see this corn market just stay in the same range it has been in for months. Basically, if you look at July corn, a 360 to 380 range, and we just can't seem to get out of that. We see the funds really trying to defend their short position. They're really almost record short here on the fund, managed fund side of things, and like yesterday, sold about 7,000 contracts. When they do that, and the farmer with the old crop corn he's got out here sells as well on a rally like we saw on the day before, that just tends to limit the rallies is what it's been doing here. We need to break out one way or the other. If we can break out through that 380 range, I think we've, you know, that gives us the potential to get another 10 to 15 cents maybe in the market. Weather-wise, we're not really seeing a lot there. We're actually seeing the pattern shift here a little bit to warmer and drier, which at this point, for the eastern belt at least, is conducive to getting the planting finished up and maybe getting some growth on this corn crop. Soybeans continue to show some signs of being stable. It's really important today, I think, that we have this soybeans hold their gains today. That would be a bad sign if we can't. That pretty much wraps it up, Brian.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for that update. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Bill Gentry joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign as we give you your final commodity update of on this Friday morning at least, and then we'll check in again here in a couple of hours and see how things are progressing. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, sunny skies expected today, a high of 86 degrees with light and variable winds. Clear skies tonight with a low of 63, sunny again tomorrow and a high of 85 degrees. A quick glance at temperatures around the listening area shows things getting up into the lower 70s at this hour. 70 degrees in Paris, 71 in Bloomington Normal, 72 in Pontiac, up to 74 in Rantoul. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. 75 degrees at 9 o'clock.